Martin, first of all, just give us a flavour of the trip to Australia. What did you get up to out there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of work and a bit of a holiday as well. And, you know, it's good to catch it with Dizzy in Adelaide and saw a couple of big bash games. Obviously, the one in Adelaide on New Year's Eve against the Sydney Sixers. Fantastic atmosphere. You know, obviously the grounds are full pretty much in every big bash game at the moment in Australia. They've done a great job marketing the tournament, and so it was a great occasion. Really enjoyed it and managed to see the Melbourne Stars and Renegades derby at Etihad in Melbourne. So that again was a great experience with the roof on. It was very hot. Pretty uncomfortable, humid conditions, but you know, again, the atmosphere and the spectacle was first class. So, you know, really enjoyed seeing the Big Bash and how it's run and how it's marketed, and you know, they do a fantastic job out there. And then, you know, in amongst that, had a bit of a holiday as well. So, back to business now and looking forward, you know, to preparing for the new season here.
The games, I suppose the Big Bash games are one facet of it. You know, you're involved in some of the training sessions. What's the biggest thing you'd say you've taken away from that trip that you'll bring back to Yorkshire perhaps, or was it kind of not about that?
No, I think it was interesting to see how they went about things. I think on the field, I don't think, to be honest, there's too much difference. I think, you know, our standards are pretty equal with theirs on the field. You know, obviously the big difference is the crowds that they get, and you know, how Big Bash in Australia is very much part of the life of a lot of Australians. You know, it's on terrestrial TV every night, so you can watch a game, you know, every night. And, you know, it's obviously targeted at families and getting the kids in. And, you know, the Australians seem to want to go and watch it. So I don't think, you know, they do anything particularly different to us on the field, but certainly off the field it's a totally different situation, you know, with obviously the size of the grounds they've got, but you know, the grounds are shared with Aussie rules, and you know, I think without that they wouldn't be able to have the stadium that they've got. So, you know, the fact that they can drop the pitches in and use it for two sports obviously helps with the size of the stadium that they've got, and obviously we haven't got that luxury over here.
I suppose we're now the right side of Christmas for cricket in this country. So I mean, what are your thoughts ahead of the new season? You've got a new coach, Gary Ballance, back in training today. You know, you've got players, you know, trying their hand around the world, Alex Leese in New Zealand. You know, what are your thoughts ahead of the new campaign? Are we in a good spot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, as you say, we've got new leadership, which is going well. You know, Gailey's settled into his role really well and he's enjoying it. Gary, as you say, back now from his winter away. So he can get his feet under the table as a new captain. So I think it's exciting times. You know, obviously we've got the last few years we've had some success, but that's history now, and we're looking forward to, you know, the next few years and maintaining that success. And hopefully, you know, we didn't win a trophy last year, so hopefully this year we can we can go one better and not be also runs as it were, but go one step further and actually win something this summer.
You know, that young fast bowlers group are in at the start of every day. What are your hopes for them this year? Because I suppose there are quite a few of them are a year older, a year wiser, with a bit more cricket under the belt. Are you looking for them to step up this year and challenge for some of the first team spots?
Yeah, very much so. I think that's one of the big things that we're looking for this coming summer, is for the younger players to really challenge the senior players for their places in the first team. You know, we didn't have that so much last year, but it's certainly something, you know, we as a coaching group want is for the younger players to really push for places in the first team in all formats of the game, because I think that's the only way we're going to maintain the success we've had recently.
And just a quick word about the pre-season trip. I mean, just how important is that? You know, you stood out at Headingley today, you know, it's grim, it's gold, and yeah. You know, how important is it to get out there in some warm weather and really have, you know, a good week or so of training?
It's very important. You know, when we start the season on April the 2nd, the chances of having any outdoor practice or very much outdoor practice here before that date is, you know, is highly unlikely. So you can only do so much indoors. So, you know, that trip to Dubai is really key to just put the finishing touches to a winter's preparation.
You've been there before. I mean, the facilities, just give people who haven't been an idea of, you know, just how crucial they are to the trip.
I mean, the facilities are excellent, and so are we going, you know, practice facilities and the match pitches are all very good, and you know, we're well looked after over there. Hopefully, you know, the weather's good, should be. So you know, everything's in place really for a really good period. We're sending the seam bowlers out a little bit earlier than the rest of the group just to make sure they hit the ground running, you know, when the main party arrive. So you know, it's all set up really for a good kind of 12 days or so, and then hopefully we can come back and start the season on a high against you know, Leeds Bradford University on the 2nd of April.
And finally, what about yourself personally? I mean, you've been involved with the club for quite some time. You know, how excited are you? I suppose it's slightly different, is it, to previous years, the past few years? Is there more excitement? Is it a little bit of nerves about the new campaign, a little bit of unknown? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody knows how it's all going to pan out, but I think, you know, if you're not excited at the start of any season, then you're not in the right job. So there is excitement, and I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how things pan out.